Let's jump right into it, bro. What are your thoughts on the NBA in-season tournament?
I can't lie. I was indifferent about it when it first started, just because, I mean, me and you both being like really big soccer fans, you feel me? And having, different, tournaments within a season. I feel like it's only good when it's like been a part of it, like been a part of a league or been a part of a professional sports league. But I feel like adding it, what, 75 years into like a new professional NBA league, it's like I didn't understand it. One thing I do love about it is the competitive aspect when it comes to the group stage games. But overall, I would have to say I am truly not a fan because a lot of NBA players even came out when it comes to like point differential in the group stage games. When it comes down to like who's moving on, who stays home, it takes away from like the true, nature of the game. Like when the game is over, it's not people out here scoring, 5 points, two layups, two, three layups at the end of the games to like put their teams ahead. It's like it's one of those respect rules, you know what I mean? It's an unwritten rule. So I feel like that's DeMar DeRozan's came out and spoke about it. Jason Tatum's come out and spoke about it. A lot of NBA players are not happy with that, in which I agree full-heartedly. So I would say it's pretty cool just to have it, but because there is the NBA Cup involved, the trophy, pretty much history on the line. It's going to be damn near impossible for them to take it away, So I feel like we just have to live with it. But to answer your question overall, yeah, I'm not a fan.
I hear you, bro. I think I was on that same side as well. I think for me, it was a difficult sell, like you mentioned, having a game or something added to the game that has been this late. I definitely didn't think that it was going to work out. But I will say the one thing that I enjoyed about it is the level of competitiveness that it added to the regular season games. Do you think that is something that, at least for fan perspective, a lot of fans tend to say that unless it's two big name teams playing against each other, it's like they're not that fun to watch regular season games. So do you think, at least from a perspective of like the games being more competitive, that it added a little bit of a dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely can argue that. Also, you can argue the money on the line being involved with 500,000 going to the winning teams. But also, I feel like this year they included, NBA players having to play a minimum of 65 games to be, considered for like all NBA teams and also awards. So I feel like that alone was going to create more competitive games because you have more superstars playing, not because they want to play, because they have to play. You know what I mean? It's a big difference. So in a sense, of course, you're right. That is, the minimum. But also, I feel like truly, I agree, but I just feel like there's so many other ways you can make teams play competitively without having to include a whole another like tournament within the tournament. You know what I mean? But like you said, it does create excitement for November, December, leading up to All-Star break and then, playoffs start right after. So it creates some type of buzz, which is great for the league also. But at the same time, it's like if we're being 100% real, it's all about a value at the end of the day.
Oh, absolutely. I think that, sometimes it's fun when both your interests can end up getting you in the same place. So it's like, yeah, we are making money, but at the same time, it's something that the fans are enjoying. Even, the little touch with the hardwood floors being a little different. It's cool. It's not great, but it was cool to see. I know you were also at that Lakers versus the Suns quarterfinals in LA. If you'd have to say, what was the energy like? Obviously, this was KD versus LeBron, but outside of that, what was the energy like for that specific knockout game? If you were to compare it, was it like a playoff atmosphere, or was it like March Madness? If you would have to choose one or the other.
Ooh, I'd probably lean towards playoff game. I mean, covering the game was amazing. Like you said, the new floors do add a touch to the game. One thing though, I hate the jerseys. Like, I'm not a fan of like a lot of the Nike alternate jerseys. I feel like they're very lazy and like not well thought of, which is crazy for like just a proactive brand like Nike. You would think that, these guys have it, but I guess they don't. But I will say, playoff game atmosphere was through the roof. One great thing about, you know, just covering the Lakers in this young season so far is when a great team comes into Staples Center or Crypto Arena, as we call it now, atmosphere is already on 10, no matter what. You know what I mean? It's just that type of feel. But I will say, because it's a KD LeBron moment and because it is a win or you're out type of game, I would say the atmosphere was intense. It was better than I would have predicted. It's funny too, because being out here in Los Angeles, like seeing these Laker games, like you would see like 5 minutes before tip off, barely anybody's in their seat. The second the ball is up, it's like everybody magically appeared. You know, it's pretty cool seeing that. But I would say, yeah, I'd definitely lean towards playoff game, but I could see why people would say March Madness. One thing I'd say also is like, I'd rather have a bigger bracket in future, you know what I'm saying, tournaments, if they're going to do it, because I know a lot of teams that were deserving to be in it. The Sixers were deserving to be in it. They missed out. I believe the Cleveland Cavaliers missed out. So I compare it pretty much to the college football playoff, where, you know, this year it's been four, and the last couple handful of years since the start it's been four, but next year they're moving to 12, you know, with the first four teams getting buys. So I feel like in future years, like probably Adam Silver and a lot of, you know, just higher personnel are going to sit down and like include that. But I think that if they do that, possibly, I feel like, again, it's more money, but I feel like that's what, that would get more fans involved too.
I like that. I like that, man. I think for a lot of fans, man, across the board, that really didn't know what to expect with this first go around. I think, like you mentioned at the top, you know, soccer fans across the board mainly understood where they were going with it. But honestly, I think for a first year, I think it's not too bad. I think it also helps elevate a lot of other teams that maybe aren't doing great, but they have that potential. You know, Exhibit A, the Indiana Pacers. So if we talk about the Pacers, Tyrese Haliburton and his Pacers making it all the way to the finals to become the runners-up of the very first NBA in-season tournament. What are your thoughts on them?
I'll tell you this about Tyrese Haliburton. So I am, on the record, a Kansas Jayhawks fan. Tyrese went to Iowa State, you know, a lot of Big 12 matchups within a few years. Coming out of the draft, when going to Sacramento, I didn't think he would fit there because of, you know, the heavy guard play and, of course, being paired up with De'Aaron Fox. The second he got traded, though, I'm like, okay, this can be something. And it's funny because last year, because the year he got traded, he played for, you know, the rest of the half of the season. And last year was his true first year at Indiana. I remember going to a Wizards game and seeing them. And I was getting a lot of flack from friends saying, why are you going to a Pacers game? But I knew this kid was like, I felt like this kid was a budding star or like on the verge of, you know, becoming very nice. And lo and behold, all the naysayers are, you know, all Tyrese Haliburton fans now, you know? So I would say one great thing about Tyrese is that he is a pass first guy. Of course, you see the numbers at 25 plus points per game. You see how well he shoots from three. But if you look at it, I think he's leading the league. I think still in assists, if not Trae Young is like right behind him or above him by a little bit. But he's a infectious guy. His teammates love him. He gets everybody involved, and it's not like forced. You feel me? Because I feel like we all can tell when, you know, stat padding and whatnot, or just, you know, picking and choosing your spots and when to get people involved. I feel like Tyrese is a great blend of both of them. And at the same time, he's a big guard. He's about, you know, 6'4", 6'5", handle the ball very well, you know, shoots very well. It may be unorthodox, you know, like a lot of people talk about the Sean Marions and stuff like that. So, but it goes in, you know, and you can't ever hate on a person like that, especially when the ball is rolling. But the supporting cast has been nice. I feel like the trade for Obi Toppin last year definitely helps them out a lot with a lot of depth. They signed Bruce Brown in the offseason, another, you know, gadget player, literally Mr. Do-It-All type of guy. So, I mean, the Pacers, like you said, the East is wide open. Of course, you have your top dogs in Boston. I mean, Miami always, literally, I feel like they drag their whole season and just turn it on when April hits. You have, you know, the Bucks with the reloaded Damian Lillard. But I feel like them making it to the finals and just getting, you know, because Tyrese said it, and it's a big meme. He was like, we're tired of being losers, you know? And he knew himself it was going to be a big meme that circulated everywhere. But regardless, I feel like this just gives them added motivation. Like I said, it's not a playoff game. And like we know, it's not a playoff game. But it felt like one, especially being in an off neutral site. So I just feel like this is only going to fuel them. I do see them making the playoffs, but maybe not as a top four or five seed, but still just getting into the playoffs, getting that experience, that's, you know, that's priceless. So I do see them making it for sure.
Yeah, I think they are still maybe a player or two away from really becoming in that contention conversation in the East. But nonetheless, like you mentioned, Tyrese and, you know, Miles Turner and the cast really are, they're doing something amazing in Indiana. So it's good to see Indiana get back to being, you know, quality team that we know that they've been in their past. If we are to talk about LeBron James's legacy, what does this in-season tournament, the very first in-season tournament, do for his legacy? Is it, you know, people on social media are saying, you know, Jordan doesn't have an in-season tournament. Does this, like, where does this play in that conversation?
It's funny because we see, like you said, Jordan doesn't have one. We see all the memes, you know. I would say, if anything, I feel like this cannot hurt him. So the naysayers out there that are saying, oh, this kills his, you know, legacy. It's like, think about it. If he loses it, they hate him. You know, if he wins it, they hate him. So it's like there's a lose-lose situation when it comes to that. Personally, though, I would say the one thing that I do agree on that he did say, LeBron himself, was he was like, there's always, records are always going to be broken. But being the first to do something lasts forever. And I agree wholeheartedly with that statement. And it's funny because today they're actually putting up the banner right now, or they did recently, today, earlier. That I don't agree on, but everything else I do. I just feel like with the banner situation, I feel like that was more of like an NBA call compared to a franchise call. Because, of course, you know, the Lakers don't hang anything up other than championship banners. You have other teams in the NBA, they hang up division banners or, you know, Western Conference Finals banner, Eastern Conference Final banners. But Lakers are just, you know, retired numbers and strictly championships. So I feel like, again, to push the, you know, keeping the in-season tournament around for a long time or improving it, they have to do this. You know what I mean? So, I feel like it's just another checklist on, you know, LeBron. You know, I just feel like he's been the most, you know, knock on wood, the healthiest player, the healthiest superstar I think we've ever seen. Other than I would say Cristiano. You know, Messi has had his fair share of like season ending injuries, but I feel like Cristiano is another, you know, strong man that's like, you know, just strong man award that's just played every game. So between those two guys, you know, it's another, you know, accolade to just hang up.
If we're going to talk MVP potentials, I know it's early on in the season. Who do you like if you were to choose some potential MVP candidates right now?
Personally, I'd have Jokic up there for sure. If I'm going to give like a quick top five, I'd probably say, to be honest, you got me on the spot. I feel like Minnesota has been like the top of the Western Conference. You feel me? So I feel like Minnesota definitely needs some love in there. I mean, I feel like Anthony Edwards is still a couple years away. Mm-hmm. But personally, if I had to prove, like I said, put a list together, I'd say Luka Doncic has to be in there. Jokic has to be in there. The stuff LeBron is doing, again, year 21, unbelievable. He has to be in there. And Giannis. I say Giannis. And then to round out the five, I have to say Joel Embiid.
Oof, I like that list, man. I like that list a lot. Definitely a pleasure having you on the segment with me, man. I definitely will have you on again. Yeah, appreciate you, brother.
Nah, appreciate you, man.